בחינות הבגרות באנגלית מועד ב' קיץ תשע"ג 2013 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה' מודיול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Good morning, listeners. This is David Walters bringing you the program Psychology Now. With me in the studio is psychologist Sheila Beck from Ferndale University. Dr. Beck has been doing research on how using a cell phone affects our concentration, and she has come to tell us about her work. Good morning, Dr. Beck.
Good morning, David. I'm pleased to be here.
Dr. Beck, why did you choose to do research on this subject?
Well, cell phones are so much a part of our lives, aren't they? We're always answering the phone, checking for messages, or reading our email. And very often, the calls or messages arrive when we're in the middle of doing something else. I wanted to find out how such constant interruptions affect us. You see, there was a time when psychologists thought that we are able to turn our attention from one thing to another and back again very easily. But many studies of concentration have been done in the last 5 years, and they show that this is simply not true. Today, psychologists know what they did not know several years ago, that if we're doing one thing and we're interrupted by something else, it breaks our concentration. Since cell phones are used all the time, I decided to find out just how badly they affect our concentration.
And what were your findings?
I found that after people turn their attention to their phone, they often waste a lot of time going back over the work they've already done. Let me give you an example. In one experiment, I gave the participants a 3-page article to read, and while they were reading, I sent them text messages. Everything was filmed with a video camera, and then we studied the videos carefully. We found that the participants did not remember what they had read before they looked at the message. In fact, we often saw them read a whole page again.
So why not simply turn off the phone when we're trying to concentrate?
Surprisingly, that is not a good solution. Our research shows that if we do this, it only makes us wonder if someone is trying to contact us. So even when our phone is turned off, it still holds our attention and takes our mind off whatever we're doing.
But if you work in an office, cell phones aren't the only problem, are they?
You're right, of course. There are all kinds of other distractions that make it hard for you to concentrate, such as people passing by your desk or talking nearby. That's why we also did a study to compare the effects of using a cell phone with the effects of other common distractions. And what we found is that using the cell phone affects people's concentration much more than those other distractions. Still, interruptions of any kind are a problem.
And is there anything we can do to deal with these interruptions?
Well, some people train themselves to stay focused by doing concentration exercises. I understand these can be very helpful in teaching you to keep your mind on whatever you're doing. You just have to try different exercises and see which ones work best for you.
Thank you, Dr. Beck, for this fascinating talk. This ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Good morning, listeners. This is David Walters bringing you the program Psychology Now. With me in the studio is psychologist Sheila Beck from Ferndale University. Dr. Beck has been doing research on how using a cell phone affects our concentration, and she has come to tell us about her work. Good morning, Dr. Beck.
Good morning, David. I'm pleased to be here.
Dr. Beck, why did you choose to do research on this subject?
Well, cell phones are so much a part of our lives, aren't they? We're always answering the phone, checking for messages, or reading our email. And very often, the calls or messages arrive when we're in the middle of doing something else. I wanted to find out how such constant interruptions affect us. You see, there was a time when psychologists thought that we are able to turn our attention from one thing to another and back again very easily. But many studies of concentration have been done in the last 5 years, and they show that this is simply not true. Today, psychologists know what they did not know several years ago, that if we're doing one thing and we're interrupted by something else, it breaks our concentration. Since cell phones are used all the time, I decided to find out just how badly they affect our concentration.
And what were your findings?
I found that after people turn their attention to their phone, they often waste a lot of time going back over the work they've already done. Let me give you an example. In one experiment, I gave the participants a 3-page article to read, and while they were reading, I sent them text messages. Everything was filmed with a video camera, and then we studied the videos carefully. We found that the participants did not remember what they had read before they looked at the message. In fact, we often saw them read a whole page again.
So why not simply turn off the phone when we're trying to concentrate?
Surprisingly, that is not a good solution. Our research shows that if we do this, it only makes us wonder if someone is trying to contact us. So even when our phone is turned off, it still holds our attention and takes our mind off whatever we're doing.
But if you work in an office, cell phones aren't the only problem, are they?
You're right, of course. There are all kinds of other distractions that make it hard for you to concentrate, such as people passing by your desk or talking nearby. That's why we also did a study to compare the effects of using a cell phone with the effects of other common distractions. And what we found is that using the cell phone affects people's concentration much more than those other distractions. Still, interruptions of any kind are a problem.
And is there anything we can do to deal with these interruptions?
Well, some people train themselves to stay focused by doing concentration exercises. I understand these can be very helpful in teaching you to keep your mind on whatever you're doing. You just have to try different exercises and see which ones work best for you.
Thank you, Dr. Beck, for this fascinating talk. This ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.